Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, there are days when we think we've accomplished a lot on the show with Radio Tradio, getting a golf tournament lined up, and that's just a walk in the park for our guest in studio, who's Cody Schmick, the busiest man in Lincoln and Nebraska. Cody, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Cody, of course, is with Kincaidor, Beer House, Sideshow Spirits, Howler House. There's more than that. Pizza Train behind Kincaidor.
Pizza Train?
Yeah.
Dude, he's got you haven't even heard about Pizza Train.
He was gone last time, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was.
Yeah. So, give him that for one
second. We'll start. Yeah. So Pizza Train, we are Lincoln Taproom, Kincaidor Taproom, right down there by the train. We have our big patio, and we wanted to add some food, so we actually put another car on the tracks behind the train, and we're doing brick oven pizza in there.
Jeez. Two cars.
This is a genius entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, look at him. I mean, come on.
Look at him.
He drove the van over.
He drove the Kincaidor van. People wave you down.
It's not that glamorous. My truck is in the shop, so that's why I'm...
It's awesome, though, Cody.
I like my truck.
People pull you over and try to buy beer and stuff from you.
It's so funny. People stare at me. I'm like, I don't drive this thing a whole lot, but people are staring at me. I was like, what are they staring at? Yeah. But it's very loud truck. Yeah.
So the back to the pizza train.
The pizza train, yeah. So we're doing brick oven pizza back there.
Choo-choo!
Super, you know, it's a cool atmosphere. We got 100 seats on that patio. You can go grab a beer. It's open every hour that Kincaidor's open, so we're doing it together. It's all my crew. We kicked it off about a month ago, and it's been wildly successful for us. We're up about 150% at that location, bringing in tons of new people. And
tons of people and tons of money.
Here's my plug real quick on this.
Okay, please.
I have friends that ask me, hey, will you open a bar with, like, I guess in Texas or whatever, they have these places where you have a bar and then, like, a kid's playpen over here so mom and dad can drink a beer while the kids
That's
go
good.
Play.
Yeah.
And I go, absolutely not. I will never open that bar. That sounds like a terrible idea.
What could go wrong?
But what I will say is there's a great little city playground right next to our patio.
That's
so
true.
If you get that end of the Kincaidor patio, you can feed the kids some pizza, let them go hang out on the playground and drink a couple beers and enjoy your evening.
That's,
you know, so
idea.
It's just a great, I mean, the weather's been great out there. So yeah, come down and try some pizza for sure.
Would you ever just take a walk in the park? Do you ever just walk in the park?
I don't. What I did walk through a park the other day because we're trying to throw a festival there, so we're trying to get
there. Okay. Always for a reason.
Jake will walk in the park
for Cody. Yeah. Yes. We're joined by Cody Schmick. All right, next week is going to be crazy
Insane.
In the city because we have the Savannah Bananas here for Thursday night at Haymarket Park and Saturday at Memorial Stadium, and you're going to have a big part of this
Cody. You know what? How many thousands of people are coming up to watch this banana ball thing? It's insane. It's like lighting the world on fire right now. We got them here Thursday and Saturday. But Saturday, we open at noon. Actually, we open at 9 a.m. for Farmer's Market that day, and then we will be open noon all day. We're going to do like a tailgate, just like a Husker game day. There's going to be a tons of people down here, so we're going to treat it like a Husker game day. We're going to expand into our whole tailgate by the train at Kincaidor on the 13th. We got a traveling musician named Walker Wilson coming in. He's going to be great. It's going to be awesome, man. So if you guys want to come down before you go to Banana Ball over at Memorial Stadium, swing by Kincaidor, grab a pizza. We're actually going to do slices that day. We haven't done slices yet. We've just been doing whole pizzas. So we're going to do slices on some of those event days. But the night before that, they're Vinny the Dancing Ump. He's part of Banana Ball. He's actually a stand-up.
Say the name again.
Vinny the Dancing Ump is his name, and he is a stand-up comedian. So he reached out to us, and he said, hey, I'm in town. Can I come to Howler Comedy Club and do a show the night before? So if you are a mega fan, and you're going to Salt Dogs on Thursday, and you're going to Memorial Stadium on Saturday, you should come Friday night to howlercomedy.com, grab your ticket. You'll be able to watch Vinny the Dancing Ump do his comedy show. His set is great, and he's going to be hanging out afterwards a little bit.
Can you get the guy on stilts? Can he come down?
Is he funny is the question.
Yeah. I don't know if he's funny. Just have
humor?
If you had a guy in stilts walking around, I think it'd be pretty cool. Yeah, so ask for him.
He wouldn't fit
also.
In the basement.
And who is the traveling musician?
His name is Walker Wilson. Yep, out
he's
of Colorado.
A traveling musician.
Yeah, he's on tour right now. It just kind of worked out. The guy that books his shows is a friend of mine out in Colorado, and he said, "Hey, this guy is killer. He's coming through." And I said, "Well, just so happens we got 80,000 people downtown that day. Let's throw a party."
Is there two lists? traveling musician and non-traveling musician? Who's the non-traveling? I'm saying the non-traveling probably have a very limited fan base.
We don't travel.
We don't travel.
Where do you go? In Lincoln only.
Right here. We're
it's
in Bellevue.
Hey, by the way, Jake in the text says, Pizza Train is my new favorite pizza in town. I ate there 3 days in a row, and I have no shame about it at all.
Hey, what is the staple pizza?
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Yeah. You know what? You can get the single toppings, all that we do, all the hits. But what we really did, we have some really cool chef-inspired. I brought in a chef to help us build the menu. He's great.
Brought in a chef.
Yeah, I brought in a chef.
Listen, I don't hire chefs, but I will bring them in. They're too much to hire them all the time. But bring this guy in. He's a consultant for me. Chris Akers, great chef. Helped us build the whole menu. And we got some wild, fun pizzas on there that you've never tried before. We have a Korean-inspired pizza that actually has roasted corn on it, and I know. Yes. Oh, I don't know. Like, listen,
I like that.
Don't
I'd
knock
do it.
I think
I would, like
I would do it. I think I'd do it. I try it. I'm doing it.
You don't Fantastic. Hire chefs. You rent them.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Phil Ruhlman, weigh in.
We have Phil weigh in. Well, tonight we don't have much on the menu. The chef's not. We don't have a chef hired today. Yeah. But we have Charlie back there.
Listen, I love
from
cooks.
From Gretna High.
I love cooks.
It's fine.
Chefs, yeah.
God, this
like
is
DJs.
A fascinating segment right now.
Do you have a pizza called the Drunken Pig?
I do.
David ate there last night. David from Anderson Ford. Okay. At the Pizza Train last night.
Drunken Pig has our house made sausage that my brother makes. It's got a
sausage.
Hot honey.
My brother
it's
makes it.
It's got cheese. Like,
his brother
fantastic.
Makes sausage.
It's got caramelized onions. It is a killer pizza.
Ooh, that does sound good.
So when you guys get together for Christmas, there's a chance your brother's showing up with like a cooler full of sausage.
It's a
caramelized
onion.
Caramelized onions.
There's no chance about it. It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee.
My dad's been a butcher for 60 years. We eat good meat at my house.
I got you.
Yeah, it's the top of the food pyramid for us.
Butcher.
Thunder says the hot honey pepperoni also elite. So you got big fans.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Next
That's
up,
awesome.
On the comedy trip, we got Andy Gross magic show.
Dude, this is the first magic show we've done. I know this sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't.
Listen.
Is this a traveling magician?
Touring.
Touring.
This is touring.
Okay.
Even
he's
one
not,
level
he's not
up.
A, this doesn't just do Lincoln only.
So this guy's got over 1 billion views on YouTube. And I guarantee everybody in this room has seen one of his magic pranks on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Whoa.
You would not necessarily know his name, but his magic, honestly, I'm super excited about it. And we got this local kid named Evan Card. Evan has been coming down and doing table magic just to promote the show down at Sideshow. It is going to be such a fun and fun night. That's the 27th. This is our first all ages show that we've ever done in Howler. It's going to be in the Howler Comedy Club. So you can go to howlercomedy.com to get tickets. All ages show, 6:30 and 9. We're going to do two shows.
What day is this
night.
Again?
This is on the 27th of June. So
Saturday night.
Yep, the last Saturday in June. But yeah, you can bring your kids. They're going to do a bunch of stage magic, some table magic. It's going to be really cool. So it'll be fun.
This is when he comes here, it's remarkable.
He puts us to shame.
What is going
and,
on?
And we get put to shame. Me and you were trying to get to bed by 9. And he's talking
you
about.
You can. Go to the early show. And
early
you guys can
show,
still get to bed by 9.
Steve talks about how awesome it would be to tell us when he does cybersecurity. Imagine talking to a guy, do cybersecurity. What do? Table magic. Well, right away, if you're sitting there talking to some girls, you're probably the table magic guy's got the better shot.
We have to make up what we're doing. There's other people that just do
it. If we just told
it
that, well, I work for On3. Yeah. And then I.
Sports writer.
I'm not.
Oh, you're right.
And
that's
I'm unemployed.
Cool.
That really hurts too. I don't have a job.
And then Cody.
Yeah, Cody over
like
here.
Like entrepreneur.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Does ungodly
imagine
cool
stuff.
Imagine
the three of us. I mean, the four of us all sitting down where he's talking to four other random people. I mean, it'd be like, after a while, I'd be like, going, just you guys step back.
Talk to Cody.
I want to talk to Cody.
Make it happen, Cody. That's what you
man,
do.
Man, I love Lincoln. I love Nebraska. I want to make this place cool. I want people to stick around here. I want them to have fun things to go do.
God bless
I want
you.
To build culture and community here in Lincoln. You know?
Did you hear that, Jake?
I love that. Two more things, Cody.
Yep.
Cigar night?
Yes, we partnered with Capital City Cigar. We're going to do cigars on the rooftop on the 18th. That is a Thursday night. So that's a Thursday night before Father's Day. So you can bring your fathers up if they're a cigar smoker. The ticket price gets them a couple cigars and a couple pours of Sideshow Spirits, Sideshow Whiskey, on the rooftop Thursday night, the 18th. We would love to have you there. You can check that out, SideshowSpirits.com. Last thing, I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
No, Farmers Market. We open at 9 a.m. every Farmers Market Saturday. We're 3 or 4 weeks in now. That's both Beer House and Kincaidor. Kincaidor, you can get breakfast pizza off the pizza train with our house-made breakfast sausage or spice it up, little chorizo on there. Over at Beer House, we're doing awesome breakfast burritos. Oh. So if you guys are downtown for the Farmers Market, listen, there's some great vendors at the Farmers Market, but the lines are usually a mile long. Sneak into one of our spots there. You can bring in your coffees, whatever you want. Grab some breakfast.
Sounds incredible to me. His dad's a butcher, and his brother carries around coolers full of sausage. If you need sausage, he has it with him.
Fine sausage, and
caramelized onions also.
Dude, it's a great pizza. Drunken Pig pizza.
Yeah. David had some of that.
Last night, he had pizza at the pizza train.
Heck yeah,
he is the busiest man in Lincoln, Cody Schmidt.
Appreciate you
guys. Cody.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Cheers.
Spillover's next and early
break. On you go.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIBCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.